Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Identity theft is considered the largest white-collar crime in the history of the United States. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The Federal Trade Commission says 1 in 6 Americans will be a victim of identity theft this year alone. So what exactly is identity theft? According to the FTC, identity theft occurs when someone uses your personal identifying information to commit fraud or other crimes. Such information can include your name, social security number, or credit card number. So let's talk about some ways to protect your personal information. First of all, safeguard your social security number. It's the ultimate key for fraudsters to successfully access a victim's account. Know when you are required to give out this unique 9 digits called your social security number, and know when you don't have to give it out. You must list your social security number to do your taxes, to open a new bank account, to get a line of credit, and to get a driver's license. But unlike in the past, it should not be listed on the actual license. And if it's there, your local Department of Motor Vehicles can change it for you. Medical offices or utility providers might ask for your social security number, but know that you are not required to give it to them. Ask why they need it and say you would prefer not to give it, but perhaps another form of identification. You should never give out your number if someone calls and requests it to verify your information. Don't trust caller ID because fraudsters have technology to make the call look like it's coming from a legitimate financial institution. Never send your social in an email. Never send it in a mobile text. And never fill it out on a website in order to complete a purchase. If you are on a secured website where you must include any personal information, make sure you are not using a public computer. And don't use your computer with free Wi-Fi to enter your information either, because hackers have multiple ways of intercepting technology. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.